Okay, so the results were in. A few days ago, I went for an EndoSure test, which is basically a non-invasive diagnostic technique to look for endometriosis. If you want to know about it, I've done a couple of videos on it before, so just check back on my page. But yeah, I basically got sent a letter along with a graph. The graph literally means nothing to me, but I'm just like read out a bit of the letter. So if you are going for this test, you know exactly what you're getting back. Your test shows a very high likelihood that your symptoms are due to endometriosis. The grade is mild, so I'm hoping that means stage one, suggesting that the endometriosis tissue is not very active. And I hope that medical management should resolve your symptoms. So I think this basically means that he's probably hopeful that I could have hormones to manage my symptoms rather than going down the surgical route. Don't know. It also says, if you would like to have treatment through the NHS, please take this test to your GP or gynecology clinic and request referral to a specialist endometriosis centre. So this is kind of what I was hoping for and what I'm going to do when I next see my gynecologist, which God knows with NHS waiting times, it's going to be ages away anyway. But yeah, I think it's given me something and a reason to fight for seeing a specialist. And I'm glad I've made the decision not to have a laparoscopy. I do think it may have been unnecessary for me personally. And then for people that are thinking of getting this test, like just being super transparent, there's two questions that I've still got in my mind. They are very minor ones. I'm going to email them back and see if they will answer me over email and won't make me pay money to see the doctor. But the first one is, there's a tick box of mild, moderate, moderately severe and severe. So it doesn't say what stage, but I'm assuming because there's four that like mild is stage one and severe is stage four. So very minor question. And the second one is just there's another like little tick box next to the graph that says probability of endometriosis slash adenomyosis. I know the letter says endometriosis, but that's just something that's on my mind that I want to ask. So I will email them back and see what they say. But yeah, if anyone has any advice on managing symptoms naturally, that's something I'm really trying to do. I've been going down the natural route for ME/CFS. I really don't want to pump more hormones into my body when I'm just getting my body back in balance. Yeah, any tips, any advice, please let me know. And obviously any questions on EndoSure, just let me know.